نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us a lot of powers, a lot of abilities. We have the power of sight, we have the power of thinking, we have the power of imagining, and we have different powers. But the greatest power that Allah has given us is the power of hope and power of expectation. Now, we have been given this choice to use this power for a certain time. If these powers and abilities are used correctly, we are going to be protected. And if these powers and abilities are not used correctly, we are not going to be protected. Not even in this dunya and not even in akhirah. So how to use these powers and abilities correctly, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam used to come into dunya. Allah used to send prophets to teach people how to use these powers and abilities correctly, in the right manner. So they can be saved in this dunya also, and in the grave also, and in the hereafter also. It is not like we need protection and we need safety only in this dunya. No. We are going to be needing this safety, this safety and this protection at the time of death also, in the grave also, in the hereafter also, on the day of judgment also, until we enter into Jannat inshallah. We need this protection, we need this safety. Now, the greatest power that Allah has given us, which is hope and expectation, if we have this hope and expectation only with Allah, then it is used correctly. And then Allah is with all His powers are with us. With all His power, Allah is with us. If we have this hope and expectation only from Allah. This is what the hadith says. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Himself says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِ بِي, I am going to deal with my slave according to his expectations with me. The way he expects from me. The way he puts his hope in me. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala matters in life. Right now, my dear brothers and sisters, the problem is that we are surrounded with resources. We are surrounded with things. We are surrounded with these measures. That's why all of our hopes are in these resources. All of our expectations are from these things that are around us. I'm thinking, I'm expecting from my health that is going to protect me. My inner immune system is going to protect me. I'm thinking myself isolating in the house is going to help me. You need to do it. But your hopes and your expectations should be on Allah. Because this is what ulama has written. That Allah is totally free from shirk, from any partner. If anyone have 99% hope in Allah and 1% in someone else, Allah leaves him with that other thing. Okay, that thing is going to protect. So my dear brothers and sisters, this hope, and I'll tell you how powerful it is. You know, in this virus, in these circumstances, in this illness, in this sickness, the chance of death is only 1%. Only 1%. And if a person is put into a huge fire, the chance of death in it is 100%. Is 100%. But when, my dear brothers and sisters, a person's, one's hope and expectation is directed correctly and it is attached to the right one, then Allah saved him in that circumstance in which death was 100%. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he sees fire, a huge fire which was burned in so many days. Now this story is told to us in Quran not just as a story. There is a huge lesson in it. That the power Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had, you also have it. But you have placed it in a wrong place. You have directed towards a wrong direction. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had it totally, this expectation from Allah. That's it. 100% with Allah. Even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and told him that I am here to help you. He said, did Allah send you or you came yourself? So he said, no, I came by myself. I seek permission from Allah and then I came. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him, Amma ilayka fala. I have no expectations from you. How powerful Jibreel alayhi salam is. How great Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is. He is the Sayyid of all Malaik. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam learned this using this power, this ability. So my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the midst of fire saved Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the whole world witnessed. Everyone witnessed that how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was saved. So now the real point what I want to make is this hope and this expectation, we cannot just place on Allah just like that. That I sit down and then just say that, okay, now my hope and my expectation is with Allah only. No, it's not gonna work like this. We have to learn, we have to go through the process from which this expectation gets only to Allah. Gets directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I'll give a quick example. If there is a rich person in my society and he has a very high status in the society. Now if I have not talked to him yet and I have no relationship with him, I have not gone to his house, I have not done anything for him, I have never pleased him, I have never shared anything, any of my secrets with him, and I say I have no relationship with him, and I say, okay, I have hope in him. If I get into trouble, he will save me. I'm going to be fooling myself. If I have a relationship with him, I have friendship with him, I take care of him, I know what he likes and what he doesn't like, I know his friends, I go to his house, I meet him, I share my secrets with him. Now if I say that I have hope in him, that if I get in trouble, he will help me out. Then he will help me out. Then I'm correct. So my dear brothers and sisters, if I don't share my secrets, my inner feelings with Allah, if I have no relationship with Allah, if I don't pay any regards to his commandments, I disobey him day and night, I don't go to his house, I don't obey him, and I say I have hope in Allah, I have expectations from Allah that Allah is going to save me if I fall into a problem, I'm going to be fooling myself. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and all the pious predecessors, all the believers, those who believe perfectly in Allah, that's how they put their hope in Allah. That they paid regards to the commandments of Allah. They made their relationship with Allah. They connected their heart with Allah. With that, they got this power of having expectation from Allah. I was just listening today, I will end with this. Allah, that this one very pious Shaykh, or in the time of Ibn Tulun, one great king, in his time he was there, and he came to Ibn Tulun and he presented some truth. So he invited him towards one thing which was true, and he really disliked his invitation. He really disliked that he is inviting him towards the truth, and he is telling him what is the right path. So he really disliked, he got really angry, and he put this Shaykh into a cage of a lion, in which there was a lion. He put him in that cage with the lion. So the riwayat, it says, the narration, it says that the lion used to come close to him, used to smell him and then go away, then go back. He would come again, used to smell him and then go back. And then when they saw that the lion is not doing anything to him, they took him out of the cage. So when the people asked him, what were you thinking, what were you doing, he said, I had no fear in my heart from the lion at all, because I know harm and benefit comes from Allah. I have all my hopes in Allah. And all I was thinking throughout the time is his saliva is pure or impure. Is pure or impure? This is what I was thinking. So my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, we're going to be keep on talking about this. This is a very major concept that we need to understand and we need to implement in our life. This is the greatest power Allah has given us. This is the real immune system that we have. This is the real protection system Allah has given to us. So inshallah, we're going to continue this, and we're going to keep talking about this. The more we talk about this, the more we think about this, the more we tell others about this, the more we're going to become strong in this, inshallah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.